Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Japan's NTT Docomo began testing on Tuesday of a new cellular data network that should ensure Tokyo remains one of the fastest places on the planet to send and receive data via cell phone. The new network is scheduled to go into operation in December this year and should initially deliver upload speeds of up to 25 megabits per second and downloads of 75 megabits per second. The speeds are respectively 5 and 10 times faster than NTT Docomo's current fastest service. The new network is based on a technology called LTE, an IP-based system seen as a replacement for 3G-based HSPA. Google has introduced a new web indexing system to provide users with more up-to-date search results, the company said Tuesday. The new system, called Caffeine, delivers results that are closer to live than Google's previous system. Previously, Google would crawl a fraction of the web each night, index it, and push it out in its results. With Caffeine, as Google crawls the web and finds new information, it indexes it immediately. 4 UK mobile network operators must obey a 2007 European Union regulation ordering them to cut charges for mobile phone calls made while roaming. The European Court of Justice ruled Tuesday. The ruling comes as the Commission is considering further regulation of roaming charges for data traffic. The Commission's goal is to eliminate the difference in price between national calls and roaming calls by 2015. Vodafone, Telefonica, Orange, and T-Mobile had asked the UK's High Court of Justice to rule whether the European Commission had the right to order UK networks to cap roaming charges. The High Court referred the matter to the European Court of Justice for clarification. Qualcomm's European Venture Capital Fund has invested in Antrion, a Dutch maker of miniature camera modules, the company said on Monday. Terms of the investment have not been disclosed, but it was the way Antrion manufactures camera modules that piqued Qualcomm's interest, according to a statement. The company has developed a manufacturing technology that starts with an 8-inch glass wafer, from which Antrion can get up to 4,000 camera lenses. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news in the world of technology.